Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. In an open letter published on Tuesday, OpenAI responded to Elon Musk's legal claims that it's no longer on a nonprofit mission to help humanity, but instead a for-profit company designed to make money for itself and partner Microsoft. OpenAI says Musk, the CEO of Tesla, wanted OpenAI to merge with Tesla, or he wanted full control as an alternative, neither of which has happened. OpenAI also published a series of emails it says proves that starting in 2016, Musk agreed that OpenAI should not be as open about sharing its research as it had been in the past because that could overly benefit competitors, particularly Google. Although Musk's exact investment in OpenAI is not public, in its letter, OpenAI says Musk invested less than $45 million. Apple released iOS and iPadOS 17.4 with some major changes for folks in the EU, including prompting a choice for a default browser instead of Safari just being the default choice. iOS and iPadOS 17.4 now both also offer automatic transcriptions in the podcast app if a pod is published in the Apple Podcast catalog, which MacStories notes works extremely well. And on the Now Playing screen, if a podcast episode has chapters, they show up directly in line in the transcript as well. Transcripts are available in English, French, German, and Spanish. New emoji include two new shaking faces, a phoenix, a lime slice, a brown mushroom, a broken chain, a person in a wheelchair, running, kneeling, and more. Back to the European Union, iOS 17.4 will work a little differently due to the Digital Markets Act, or DMA. Alternative app marketplaces, as Apple calls them, are now allowed. But there's a little bit of a twist. They're geo-restricted to the EU only. If you're eligible by living in an EU-designated country, the option will stop working if you happen to be away from that location for too long, although Apple doesn't specify how long is too long. Apple says geolocation happens on device, and your exact location won't be shared with Apple's servers. Windows Central's Zach Bowden says his sources say that Microsoft is going to make a hardware announcement on March 21st. He thinks those announcements will be including an OLED Surface Pro 10, a Surface Laptop 6 with Intel Core Ultra or Snapdragon X Elite chips. So that would be both Intel and ARM versions. We will be checking back on March 21st to see how well these predictions have shaken out. More than 100 top AI researchers have signed an open letter sent to companies including OpenAI, Meta, Anthropic, Google, and Midjourney, calling on all to allow investigators better access into their systems. They argue current restrictions designed to keep bad actors from abusing AI systems are also preventing researchers who are trying to do good from testing tools that millions of people are now using. The researchers are also asking for a legal and technical safe harbor during testing. An accompanying policy proposal, co-authored by some signatories, notes that OpenAI has updated its terms to protect academic safety research after reading an early draft of the proposal, though some ambiguity remains. China's smartphone sales are down, along with declines in the wider economy in China. Counterpoint Research estimates that sales fell 7% in the first 6 weeks of 2024 compared to last year. Oppo fell the most. It dropped from 17% of the market to 13%. Apple's share of the market also fell. It's now at 16%. Honor and Huawei gained market share. Honor was up from 15% to 16%. Huawei jumping on the strength of the Mate 60 from 9% to 17%. That puts Huawei in second in market share to Vivo, which has 18%. In other market share news, StatCounter estimates that 4.03% of the desktop user market is now running Linux as of February of this year. Linux marked 3% market share last June. This is just a percentage point from the 3% market share that Linux marked last June. Microsoft AI engineer Shane Jones, who's worked at the company for 6 years, doesn't work on the company's Copilot Designer tool directly. But Jones tells CNBC that after testing the tool in his free time, he's seen it generate sexual and violent content. And after repeatedly relaying this information back to Microsoft, the company refuses to take appropriate action. Jones also sent letters to FCC Chair Linda Kahn and to Microsoft's board regarding this issue. Copilot Designer was originally called Bing Image Creator. It launched in March of last year and is powered by OpenAI technology to make images from text prompts. It launched as a public tool last October. In 2023, TikTok introduced an invite-only beta called the Creativity Program, allowing monetization on videos longer than a minute as a way to help creators make more money. TikTok says the program will now be called Creator Rewards and is encouraging horizontal videos on longer content as well. This sounds familiar. TikTok is also opening up access to premium Twitch-like features for live streaming content. Non-live streaming creators can also charge fans money for exclusive content and benefits and sell perks like badges, emotes, and subscriber-only chats. Finally, the next time you join a video conference, think really hard about your VPN status. Last week, Russia's RT network aired a recording of a WebEx meeting by German Luftwaffe officials. In that meeting, sensitive topics like weapon deliveries to Ukraine were discussed. This was a specially certified instance of WebEx with servers in Germany. However, one member of the call connected insecurely from Singapore. An air show that was taking place there had made it a target for Russian surveillance. The call was likely caught in a broad sweep for insecure communications. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.